I remember so very well. Well, I remember, for instance, you will see how old I am when I tell you that. I remember even when in the night came the night watchman and sang what's the same what you hear in Meistersinger.
Yes.
And it was always so, when I was lying in my bed, I had the feeling, oh, no murderer can come.
Well, I won't discuss your age because ladies don't like that, but you have a birthday coming.
Huh? Yes, I'm 85. When one is as old as that, I think one can say it.
I think so, too. How do you plan to celebrate that this year?
Oh, some friends will come, of course. Last year I said I will go away because I don't want to have such a big celebration, but now you see, I say a lot of things and then I break my oath. No, I will be at home and everybody who wants to come can come.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd ever live to be 85?
No. No. Certainly not. And I would have laughed if somebody, when I was young, would have said to me, 85 was an old lady with two sticks. He was a terrible.
Well, you look remarkably happy and healthy, I must say.
No, I cannot walk. This damned arthritis is still. I sang a page, nicht wahr, in Elsa macht Platz for Elsa von Brabant. And I watched Elsa. She was perhaps 30. At the most. I said, this old woman. Somebody of 60 is to me absolutely young.
Madame Lehmann, what operatic role did you perform the very most? Was it the Marschallin?
You see, in America, I am most famous for the Marschallin. And in Europe, really, much more for Fidelio.
Is that so?
Yes. I have never sung Fidelio here in the United States. But I sang it in all over Europe, and with Toscanini in Salzburg.
Yes. Let's talk of some of your famous conductors for a moment.
Yeah, no, I have sung with all the great conductors of my time, I must say. Not with Karajan, he is too young for that. I didn't sing with him. But I will hear him this year. When I go to Europe again, I will go to the Easter festivals in Salzburg.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, a student of mine will sing Freier there.
Maybe
and that is Janine Altmaier.
Oh, very good. You're still teaching a lot, I
think. Oh, no, not anymore.
No?
No, don't teach anymore. It's only when I am interested in somebody. And I feel this is really a very great talent, then I would teach. And also, when young singers want to learn a role or a program, a concert program, that would interest me. But not teaching on the whole.
You've had some pretty famous pupils already, haven't you?
Yeah, Grace Bunbury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marilyn
Horn, yeah. Oh, there are in Europe quite a lot of my former students. But you see, it is really not right that I say former student, because I have only taught interpretation.
I see.
I never have tried to teach vocally.
And you also have written books on interpretation.
Oh, yes.
In fact, you have a new one out now, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it came out a year ago,
18
song cycles.
Yes.
I have started a new one, but I don't know if I will continue. You know, the whole art of lieder singing is going down so much. There are so few singers who really are good lieder singers.
What does it take, Madame Lehmann, to be a good lieder singer?
Oh, I don't think one can express that in words. It takes the dedication of a whole being to be that. It's very different from opera singing.
Yes, I wanted to ask you. I think it's more difficult, don't you?
Yeah, different. It's another world, so to speak. And it takes the time to come from opera, nicht wahr, really, to become a lieder singer. But I must say, after I had several careers. I was first as an opera singer, and then when I stopped singing at operas in 1946, was my last performance at the Metropolitan. And then I started really seriously leader.
Yes.
I had sung, of course, before that a lot of concerts. But then I really dived into, so to speak.
Yes.
And then after that, when 51, I stopped also singing leader.
Yes, I have a recording of that where you announce your farewell.
Oh, yeah.
What led to that decision?
I felt that I have not any more the same power in my voice. You know, I have always been an artist who gave seriously and very honestly what I had.
And I just to
try to overcome, when I made programs last year, for instance, this was too high, this was too low, and I had to be careful. And I was not a person who could be careful. That was not my way, so I better stopped.
Well, I think everybody lost a great, great talent at that time.
No, I lost something. I lost my world, so to speak. But it was a decision which brought also to me a kind of an happiness I felt always as if I betray my audience last year.
No, I can't believe that.
Yeah, that's really true. Sometimes when the audience gave me ovations, and I came home and I felt this wasn't really not good what I did. Sometimes I wept through the whole night.
Oh.
Yeah, and that I couldn't stand that
anymore. But in a way, that's a sort of perfection that you try to achieve, and that would keep you working at it.
Yeah, but perfectionist is. That has to do again with vocal technique. So I was never a great vocal technician. I had a God-given voice, I think, and just sang.
Well, we certainly can say hallelujah about that. Francis Robinson, on one of his opera intermissions at the Metropolitan one time, told us about your defiance of the Nazis, but he didn't tell much about that.
Oh, I left in the moment when Hitler came to Vienna.
You were commanded to sing, I believe, weren't you?
No, I had a very unpleasant meeting with Göring years ago. He wanted me to sing only, he said, very great. If the world wants to hear you, you don't go to the world. The world shall come to you. And I said, I know I am an international singer. It was really a word which one wouldn't say to the Nazis. But I had no idea who he was. It was the very beginning of their power. I had no idea. If I would have known what kind of a person he was, I was never in my life a hero. I was it under the stage, perhaps, but not in life.
Well, it seems that way, though, with your defiance of that.
Yeah, no. If you call it defiance, when one runs away, no, I don't think so. I was in any case forbidden to sing in Germany after this. So, of course, I went to America and found a wonderful home here.
Well, you found a lot of love here, too, for you. I understand that you felt your first American debut, or your American debut, was not sensational. Were you disappointed?
Oh, it was. It was a nice average success. It was then when I sang for the first time at the Metropolitan.
Yes.
That was, I sang first in Chicago, you see. And Sieglinde was my debut there. And also in Metropolitan was Sieglinde.